What if the chaos in our culture isn't random, but rooted in how we respond to authority? In this devotional, we will walk through six God-given authorities that shape your family, your church, your work, and even the public square. You'll be challenged to ask, where do I resist being told what to do? And what is God saying about it? Lean in for a few minutes that could realign your heart and how you engage the world around you. Let's dive in. Welcome to the Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington. That's FPIW.org or FPIWaction.org. Hey, we are diving into a brand new series called Governing Authority from Romans chapter 13. And if you're enjoying our study out of the book of Romans, you can subscribe, like, share, and comment. And if you're in that Washington Defender app, place this inside of your huddle. Finally, if you're a financial supporter of FPIW or FPIW Action, thank you so very much for your generosity. It does help us accomplish our goal, which is to change our hearts so that we change the public square. And you are doing that each and every day. You're getting into God's word with us, and we are getting out there and we're sharing what God has spoke from his word to those around us. And that is called stewarding the public square, and it is what causes change in a culture and around us. Today, we're going to talk about six basic authorities, and we're asking ourselves this question: where in your life or where in my life do I most resist being told what to do? Where in your life do you most resist being told what to do? Let's read Romans chapter 13, verses 1 through 7. Every person is to be in subjection to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and those who exist are established by God. Therefore, whoever resists authority has opposed the ordinances of God, and they who have opposed will receive condemnation upon themselves. For rulers are not a cause of fear for good behavior, but for evil. Do you want to have no fear of authority? Do what is good, and you will have praise the same. For it is a minister of God to you for good. But if you do what is evil, be afraid, for it does not bear the sword for nothing. For it is a minister of God, an avenger who brings wrath on those who practice evil. Therefore, it is necessary to be in subjection, not only because of wrath, but also for conscience' sake. For because of this, you also pay taxes, for rulers are servants of God, devoting themselves to this very thing. Render to all what is due them, tax to whom tax is due, custom to whom custom, fear to whom fear, and honor to whom honor is due. Wow. That is a powerful set of verses. So there are six basic authorities. And the first one is vertical authority. It is God himself. And we're going to check out this in Matthew chapter 28. And see if we can't get over there real quick. Here we go. Matthew 28, 18. And Jesus came up and spoke to them, saying, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and earth." So we have vertical authority. We will stand before Jesus Christ, and he has all authority. He is sovereign over our hearts and over our minds, and he has authority over us. Authority number two is personal authority, and this comes from Romans chapter 14, verse 12. It says, "So then each one of us will give an account of himself to God." Did you see that? We have a responsibility before God to give an account of ourselves to him. We have a personal authority, personal responsibility. Incredibly important. In fact, if you want to fix the public square, the understanding these first two authorities will fix everything. There is a God. He is sovereign. He is ruler. He is King of Kings, Lord of Lords, Almighty Counselor, full of wisdom. He is all those things. And there's you who are going to give an account to God. That will fix about 95% of things that happen in the public square. So will you submit to God's word and to the Holy Spirit? That's a personal responsibility. Number three, family authority. Ephesians chapter 6, verses 1 through 2. It says, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise. So we have family authority. And some of us, we can fix the next set of crisis in our culture is if we handle family authority with respect. Number four, church authority. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 17. It says, let's look there. 13:17. Obey your leaders and submit to them, for they keep watch over your souls as those who will give an account. So leaders will give an account to God. Let them do this with joy and not with grief, for this would be unprofitable for you. So we have church authority. Will you submit to your church authority, or will you just run from church to church? All right, let's go back to Romans chapter 13. Be subject to all governing authorities. Where did that go? Be subject to all government authorities. Every person is to be in subjection to the governing authority. So we have civil authority. That's number five. And will you submit to the civil authorities? Now, there is a limit to each of these authorities. For instance, under civil authorities, if the government asks you to do something evil, you can't do it. We're going to talk about that in the coming days. You have to obey God rather than man. If your family, your parents, ask you to do something that's evil or against or contrary to God's word, can't do it. You have to disobey your parents. If yourself asks you to do something evil or against God's word, can't do it. You have to obey God. But we're just going through the authorities today, and the final authority is our work authority, and that is Ephesians chapter 6. Let's go back there. I kind of lost my spot here. Ephesians chapter 6, and that is verse 5. It says, slaves, be obedient to those who are your masters according to the flesh, with fear and trembling in the sincerity of your heart as to Christ. So will you submit to work authority? All right. So we have these authorities, these six basic authorities. And if you haven't counted them or went through them with me, let's do it one more time. So we have God himself. He is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We have personal authority. This is incredibly important. You are responsible for yourselves. Number three, we have family authority. This is equally as important. It really does help us to understand, like, fathers and mothers, you got to be the authority, not the government, in your children's life. Number four, you have church authority. Elders, deacons, those pastors, those around you that shepherd the soul. And number five, that was number four. And number five, we have civil authority. This is to punish evil and to praise good. Okay. And finally, we have our work authority. So those are the six basic authorities in our lives. Some say there's five because it assumes God is the primary authority. He's outside and over all the rest of those. So whether you say five or you say six, it's all good. It's kind of just how you're breaking down the pie as a whole. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just do pray that as we dive into your word and we look at these different authorities, that we will submit to the authorities around us. Let us be teachable, God. Let us be people who run after you, O God, and find you in a time of need. First and foremost, you are our supreme authority, our supreme leader. We love you, God, and we thank you for your grace upon our lives. We give you the praise. We give you the glory. We thank you for who you are. In Jesus' name, amen. Go out there and defend and advance biblical values in the public square. God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that Champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach, but you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard.